The new EPA regulations do not apply to automobiles, but diesel engines are showing up in more passenger cars. European automakers Volkswagen and Daimler Chrysler are now bringing diesels into the United States, and with rising prices for gasoline, such vehicles could become more popular. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Diesel engines have been around for more than 100 years, but the engine has a reputation for polluting. Some big car companies are hoping to dispel that with a new generation of diesels now being sold in the U.S. Mark Moischke is the inventory manager at Martin's Volkswagen in Washington, D.C., where several new diesel-powered Passats have just arrived.
This is a 2-liter turbo direct-injected Volkswagen diesel engine. Delivers 134 horsepower, brought to the States here in 2004.
A diesel operates by sending fuel at extremely high pressure directly to the cylinders, igniting it without a spark. Dr. Mark Eig and his wife Susie like the cars so much they've just ordered one of the new Passats.
Right now we have two diesel Golfs, and they're spectacular. Small engine, high efficiency, and incredible performance such that you don't know you're driving a very small engine.
Diesels command 40% of the market in Europe. Fuel prices are higher there, and diesels are given a tax break. But in the U.S., diesels are still less than 1% of the total passenger car market. One reason is many drivers, such as Dr. Eig, still remember the diesel cars made by Detroit in the 70s and 80s.
We bought a Pontiac 6000 diesel, which was their brief attempt to make a diesel, and I tried to support our country. The car didn't last.
Diesel backers say comparing today's diesels with the ones a generation ago is unfair. They say current filtration systems and catalytic converters make the new diesel engines much cleaner. Volkswagen says its new generation diesels are up to 90% cleaner than the ones it sold here just 15 years ago. And because of turbochargers, they are more powerful.
Now we'll get the car up a little bit. We're only doing about 3,000 RPMs here. Now we're back down to 2,000 when we shift gears.
Auto dealer Mark Moischke says today's turbocharged diesels can deliver a surprising level of performance and fuel economy, some cases 20 to 40% better than a gasoline car equivalent. But diesel also has its detractors. The engines produce relatively high levels of nitrogen oxide, one of the emissions that causes smog, and it's still unclear whether the new diesels will meet federal clean air standards that take effect in 3 years. David Friedman is research director for the Clean Vehicles Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says even the new diesels aren't that clean.
The Volkswagen Jetta diesel produces more particulate matter and 8 times more smog-causing nitrogen oxides than their conventional gasoline version. So right now, today's diesels, and probably for the next few years, are going to be dramatically dirtier than the average gasoline vehicle.
The vehicles still can't be sold in 5 states, California, New York, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont, because of emission standards. Still, the fact that diesels could help lower oil consumption hasn't gone unnoticed by some transportation researchers. David Green is with the Energy Department's Oak Ridge National Laboratory. He says because they are more energy efficient, there increasingly may be a place for diesels.
We think that maybe they will get 15 to 30% of the market in the U.S., not take over sort of the way they've done in Europe.
And with gas prices now exceeding $2 a gallon in many parts of the country, increased fuel economy is likely to be a strong selling point. David Cole chairs the Center for Automotive Research. He says it may come down to what drivers are willing to pay for a diesel.
For a midsize or larger vehicle, about $2,000 more expensive than a gasoline engine. And the customers are really going to have to place their vote on whether they would pay that much more for a little better fuel economy than with the current design.
Volkswagen hopes around 10% of all Passats it sells in the U.S. will be diesels. Mercedes has introduced a diesel model, and Jeep has plans to also sell a diesel. At Martin's VW, Susie Eig admires a brand new Passat diesel wagon, similar to the one she'll take delivery of in just a few weeks.
It's going to be black with beige interior, so it'll go well with our dogs. I'm very excited about it.
Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.